$10,960, Jerry Royal, southwest intersection of Old Sailor Road and North Poplar Street, special use exception to operate a daycare facility.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Yes, my name is Jerry Royal, and 975 on Randall Street, Long Delaware, 19956.
Can you raise your right hand? Swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Good evening, ma'am.
How are you all doing tonight?
I'm just fine. Your request is for a child care center, daycare center?
Yes.
Okay. Can you explain that to us some then, please?
The property is located 404 Poplar Street in Laurel, Delaware, across from Office of State Service Center. And I'm requesting a small daycare center. It's a 30 by 30 on an irregular lot, and it's for infants and toddlers.
What would be your the days that you would do, Monday through Friday?
Monday through Fridays only.
And your hours?
7 to 6:30.
7 to 6:30?
Yes.
And again, that'd be infant and children?
Infants and toddlers only, yes.
How many children?
It's been approved, if it's approved by you all, for 24 children.
24 children, okay. Okay. Okay, are there further questions from members of the board? Mr. Rickards?
You had 6 to 6 p.m. when you wrote down you're going to change that to 7 to 6:30?
Yes, sir.
Correct?
Yes, sir.
And you have plenty of parking there?
There's plenty of parking, but it's just going to be a drop-off and pick-up.
Mr. Wharton?
On the bottom, you have an exception for day nurses and child care center. You mark through the infant, and then on the bottom, you got something else.
Yes. What happened, I really wanted it to be for infants only, but after the fire marshal came in, he said that he couldn't approve it for infants only because in case of fire, something would occur, infants cannot, you know, kind of get themselves away. So I can do infants and toddlers. Not all infants, just infants and toddlers only.
But how many employees you have with you, working with you?
I have four.
Four?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Mr. Johnson?
What type of building is this?
It used to be a garage years ago, Okay. And I had it remodeled. It's fully remodeled.
Okay, so you have remodeled it inside?
The owner, Mr. Ray Sisk, owned the property, and he assisted me in having it remodeled, completely remodeled.
So it's been remodeled for your facility?
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Mr.
Mills? I see on a survey that the shed has been removed. Is that correct?
There was no shed. I think it showed that from years ago. Sure. But there's no shed there.
Okay. All right. No other questions?
Okay. Hearing no further questions? Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application?
Mr. Chairman.
I'm sorry?
I think they were in favor. Yes.
Are you in favor? I'm very sorry. Could you put your hands up again, please?
Four.
One, two, three, four. Thank you. I apologize for that. Okay.
And I have a letter in opposition that we received. I can read that for you.
If you would, please.
This is to whom it may concern. This is from Susan Otwell from Grovemark FC LLC. We are more than pleased that a new business could possibly be in the area. However, our concern is for the safety of our employees, potential clients of the new daycare, and anyone already traveling the busy Poplar Street route. The area is already congested from the Laurel State Service Center, the Laurel Sewage Treatment Plant, and Growmark FS, combined with regular local traffic. Our facility operates a significant amount of large machinery, traveling by the intended site of the daycare multiple times daily. The additional traffic created by this daycare would be during peak hours of our operation, creating safety issues that should be taken into account, such as enough off-street parking or a child dashing into the street. We ask your kind consideration for a different location for this daycare.
Okay.
But keep in mind, the state is who monitors the safety and welfare of.
State does remember. Okay, thank you for that. Okay. Hearing no other opposition, chair will entertain a motion.
I have one more question.
Okay.
Ma'am, could you tell me, you access your building from Poplar Street?
Yes, sir.
So that's just one way in, one way out?
Yes.
And the survey looks like you have a fence on the backside separating you from Grove Mart?
Actually, there's a fence on the front side also that separate the facility from the road. It's all, the fence is around the center itself.
The whole property?
It's around the center, yes.
Of course, I wouldn't think with toddlers you'd have them out there without some... With toddlers, that's the oldest you would have, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
They're not going to be outside unsupervised, are they?
Oh, they're going to be supervised. I have a large, I have a large family daycare now, and their supervisor never out there alone.
Right.
And there's also an answer to that is there's area that have already, is being set up now for just completely enclosed away from the first enclosure. So they'll be in a gated area at all times.
Double security.
It's secure.
Double security for them.
Yes.
Very nice, man.
Yeah. The state's going to make you do that, right? Make you do all those
Well,
things.
I already know because I have a large family daycare and I know what they require.
You know what they
yes.
want.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. Hearing no further questions, or any no opposition, chair will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion that we approve case number 10960. I move the board that based on the record made at this public hearing, and the use does not substantially affect adversely the uses of adjacent and neighboring properties, based on the state's involvement on it, what it's going to do. This is what I'm basing that motion on.
Okay. Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Ricketts and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 10,960. Mr. Mills?
Since I didn't hear any testimony that I felt supported the fact that it would otherwise substantially affect adversely uses of adjacent neighboring properties, I vote yay.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye, for the same reasons.
Okay. And again, Mr. Rickard?
I say yay.
And Mr. Werman?
Yes, for the same reasons that were stated.
And I also vote yay for the reasons that have been stated in the testimony that have been made of record. So by that, by a vote of 5-0, case number 10,960 is approved.
Thank you so much.
Yes, ma'am.